The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Bruce Hooley Show on 98.9 FM, The Answer in Columbus, 94.5 FM in Dayton. I'm Jack Windsor. At 12:06, we'll talk with GOP strategist Bob Clegg about the 24 race for the White House and arguably the most pivotal Senate race in the country. That's the Ohio race that will pit career politician and Democrat Sherrod Brown against the Republican nominee. We've heard rumors about who will be in the race for Republicans, but one of those rumored actually announced this week that he's out. That's Congressman Warren Davidson, member of the Freedom Caucus. We've also heard that Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose may enter the race, but he's yet to do so. I can tell you who is in the race: Matt Dolan, whose family owns the Major League Baseball team formerly known as the Cleveland Indians, and this man who's with us. He's a Cleveland businessman and the son of legal immigrants to this great country. I speak of none other than Bernie Moreno, GOP candidate for U.S. Senate. Bernie, welcome to the Bruce Hooley Show.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's always an honor. Thank you for making time in your busy calendar to be with us. I want to start first things first. What would we be surprised to know about you? Not politically, Bernie, but personally. Tell our listeners something that we might be surprised to know about you.
Well, you know that I'm basically, at the end of the day, the most important thing to me is my family. As you know, I travel with my wife, Bridget, all over Ohio. And the thing I like to do more than anything else is just spend time with my wife and my kids. And now I have a grandbaby, as you know, 2 years old, and I have two others on the way. So if I'm not working, if I'm not on the campaign trail, for me, the best possible day is just being with my kids and my wife.
Amen. I love spending time with my family. And, you know, Whitney and I have Brody and Addison and little Eva Grace, who's the youngest. And it's prize time, man. And I think that probably leads into my next question for you. I know some of our listeners have heard you say this before, but I think it's important for you to reiterate it. Why are you doing this? I mean, you know, you and I met in 2022 and we had the opportunity to connect it for those GOP U.S. Senate forums around the state sponsored by the Ohio Press Network. And it's grueling. It's an unbelievable effort that you have to put into doing this. So why are you doing this, Bernie?
For me, as you know, my parents brought me to America from Colombia, South America. And had they brought me to any other country on earth, I would never have been able to accomplish what I accomplished here in America. And for me, it's about leaving this country better than when I got here for my kids, my kids, your grandkids. I could live, you know, a life of Riley, as they say, and just sail off into the sunset. But for me, this is about giving back to the country, serving the country that I love. This country is going off a cliff, as you know, Jack. You talk about it quite a bit. You write about it quite a bit. And we can either complain about it or we can get into the fight something about it. So for me, this is about doing something, getting in there, making substantive changes, getting real things done. Too often, career politicians, people like Sherrod Brown, all they care about is their next election. They don't actually go there to fix things. And we got to change that. We got to send different kinds of people to D.C. And I hope to inspire others to follow my example and be people who've accomplished something in their lives that go to D.C. with only one thing in mind, which is truly public service.
You said something important there, and I've talked about this previously. In fact, I remember standing on stage once and saying, look, if you haven't signed the front of a paycheck, you have a hard time getting my vote for anything. And you said your accomplishments. Remind our listeners what you have accomplished. And in your mind, how does that translate to the job of U.S. Senator?
Sure. So 18 years ago, I came to Cleveland. I sold every possession I had in my life. I literally took out the biggest loans I possibly could, mortgaged my mom's home with her permission. And by the way, don't feel sorry for her. She charged me a 5% spread.
Smart woman.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, it was negotiated from 5% down to 5%. But that's what my mom taught us. You gotta work for what you get, and took that little tiny dealership, sold four cars a month, and turned into one of the largest car dealership groups in America on my own, and had 15 dealerships selling almost 20,000 cars a year, doing about $1 billion in sales. And that ability to do that, to start with literally that nothing, tiny beginning, and be able to create something, it's something that's only possible in America. These are stories, my story's not unique in the sense that many Americans have been able to start with little and create something. And we have to protect that American dream, that anybody, with no matter what your background is, that you can accomplish something in America. We should all really strive for that and understand that it's not government that creates opportunity for us. It's our own hard work, perseverance, the ability to have the drive and dedication to do something. That's what America is all about. It didn't matter that I'm Hispanic or whomever. None of that matters. What matters is that I put it out there, worked hard, and was able to do that. And understand also that the way we became successful is by not following the way everybody else did things. I'll give you an example, Jack. In 2008 and 2009, terrible time for most car dealers around the country. Just terrible, terrible times. And most car dealerships were cutting staff, reducing services, scaling things back. I doubled down, tripled down on people, hired the very best people from all over Northeast Ohio, invested more in loaner cars, invested more in marketing. So did the opposite of conventional wisdom, and that's how we became incredibly successful. And that's what we need in D.C., Jack. We need people who go there with an outsider's perspective that says, hey, listen, we can't spend more than we take in, which to you and I, your listeners, well, of course not. But in D.C., it's normal to do that. That's normal thinking, to not only spend more, but spend trillions, that's with a T, more than they take in. No rational company. It's not a way to run a country. We need outsiders to just call it for what it is and get this stuff fixed.
Senator Vance is someone who has endorsed you, and I remember back in 22, I believe you said to me, if I wasn't the guy in the race, that J.D. Vance would be the guy I'd support. Well, it ended up that he ended up being the guy, and now he is supporting you. I want to read you something that he published yesterday. He said, I had hoped we could improve this deal through the amendment process, but the reality is this bill was beyond saving. Ohioans have suffered long enough from the inflation caused by the Biden administration's out-of-control budget, and this bill simply does nothing to end their spending spree. This is a bad deal for people of Ohio, which is why I voted against it this evening. About a minute and a half, Bernie. Would you have voted to suspend the debt ceiling and on this budget? And what do you think about those comments from J.D.?
So I agree with J.D. completely. And as you know, on Tuesday, I put out a statement saying that we're being sold out on this deal. We gave up leverage on a debt limit for the next 2 years, so suspended it. And we didn't bring back spending down to pre-COVID levels. We didn't end the border invasion that Biden's created. We didn't repeal the $87 billion in new IRS agents. We had that leverage. We should have used it and gotten a better deal.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Now, one of the things that Kevin McCarthy talked about was clawing back about $30 billion in COVID funds and funding health care for veterans, which I think is important. In your mind, what is the one thing that they let slip? I mean, obviously, the debt ceiling. Is there anything that you think they should have pushed harder for? Maybe the IRS budget? What would you have really scrambled for or fought for?
I think those three things. I think, number one, we should have insisted that we got back to pre-COVID spending levels. So if we had the revenues of 2022 with the expenditures of 2019, we would have a budget surplus. So we should have insisted on that, or securing our border, completely securing our border, or repealing the $87 billion of IRS agents that are going to attack working class Americans. But we didn't get any of those three things. So my point of view was, listen, we can't get everything. I understand that. But we should have gotten at least one of those three things and used this as leverage. The Democrats had come to the table. We had them on our heels. We should have fought harder to do that. I know it's easy for a candidate to say that. But at the end of the day, Jack, either you're going to go down there to get stuff done or you're not.
Hey, Bernie, can you stick with us after the break? Do you have just a couple minutes? A couple more questions for you. All right. Stay tuned. Bruce Hooley Show, The Answer. Welcome back to the Bruce Hooley Show, 98.9 FM, The Answer in Columbus, 94.5 FM in Dayton. And I am joined by U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, Cleveland business mogul is what I'll call him. And we're having some really good discussion about this pivotal 2024 race in Ohio for the U.S. Senate. It's a race that Cook Political Report calls a toss-up, that Sabato's Crystal Ball calls a toss-up. Inside Election says might lean slightly toward Democrats. So, Bernie, you're running against a guy who has been in politics as long as I've been alive. Do you think he's vulnerable right now? And if so, why?
So, absolutely. And there's three ways that Sherrod Brown is extraordinarily vulnerable. Number one, Jack, is the guy's been in elected office his entire life. He's never had a job that wasn't thanks to some sort of taxpayer. So it's just too long. He's in his 70s, went to Yale, very expensive, prestigious private school, and immediately goes and by the way, did Russian studies, and immediately comes back to Ohio, reinvented as this working class hero. So we'll expose that, just too long and not the guy he says he is. That's number one. Number two, his votes that he's had in the U.S. Senate, his career, his 30 years in Washington, D.C., those votes do not match Ohio values. He is somebody who votes way left, even more left than Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein. He would be appropriately representing Massachusetts, Vermont, California. He does not represent Ohio and Ohio values. And number three, his votes hurt working Americans. He says he's for the dignity of work. That's his slogan. But it's nothing more than an empty promise because the votes he takes exactly hurt working Americans. Under his watch, Ohio lost manufacturing jobs. Under his watch, the middle class has gotten hit hard. Under his watch, you've seen working class Americans do worse off as a result of his policies. So that's how we'll expose him. It's going to take a lot of work, though, Jack, because the media will be 100% in his corner. I mean, the Plain Dealer in Cleveland is basically a communications branch of his campaign. The editor there, Chris Quinn, might as well just have on his business card Sherrod Brown campaign manager, because that's exactly what he is and what he will be for the next 18 months.
I don't want to go too far down this rabbit trail, but I had somebody send me an email from Chris Quinn several months back. And, you know, this was at the height of the dog and pony show regarding January 6th in Congress. And I was appalled. I was appalled at essentially how Chris Quinn was saying, look, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. This guy's a bad guy. And just trust me. It's unbelievable what passes for hard news right now anywhere in the country, but especially where you just mentioned. Hey, really good points on Sherrod. Let me ask you this. We've got a couple of minutes left. I have two questions. Parents are really concerned about what's going on in the world right now, not only with their kids, but looking at their budgets and how far paychecks are going. What issue is going to define this race in 24 in your mind?
It will be that. It will be that. But this idea that we're slipping further and further behind. We're making a little bit more money, but our expenses are a lot higher. And it's really twofold. It's two exact things that are causing this problem. Don't let the media or any other miscommunication from the left confuse you. The Biden administration, with the help of Sherrod Brown, waged war on American energy. So we were energy independent. We should have become energy dominant, which we would have under President Trump. And instead, they waged war on our natural gas, our oil producers, and that affects everything. It's not just the gasoline that goes in your car. It's every product that we have relies on good, affordable American energy. We have to unleash that. And when we unleash that, that's going to be a giant driver of bringing down inflation. The second one is obscene, out-of-control government spending. The government is now taking 34% of our economy. It used to be 8%. So you can see the government intrusion in our economy is absolutely on purpose to what they want to do, and that's driving up the cost of goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
When we get that under control, inflation will subside dramatically. We can then bring interest rates back down so that you're not getting crushed on your mortgages, your credit cards. So that's how we actually help American workers and help build a thriving middle class. At the end of the day, Jack, our goal should be that a mom and a dad, or a mom or a dad, can have a good, high-paying job to support their family and not have to have a situation where both parents are working crazy amounts of jobs, crazy amounts of hours to just basically get by.
You know, you mentioned energy independence to energy dominance under President Trump if he had stayed in the White House. Let's just divert there for quickly. Do you think that Ron DeSantis has a chance in this primary, or Vivek Ramaswamy, who, by the way, is super impressive, against President Trump? And who do you think wins the primary in the general?
Well, you know, Jack, I am unapologetically supporter of President Trump. I think we need him back in the White House in 2025. I think he'll be on Armony, and I think he'll be on our 47th president. I firmly believe that. That's who I support. It's who I think will get the job done, and that's who I am backing. So that's, you know, where I stand on that unequivocally. I think there's, you know, other, you know, my opponent in this race, as you know, has said that he may not support President Trump, even if President Trump is the nominee, which is, to me, disqualifying, kind of crazy, honestly, because that means that he'd be willing to think about 4 more years of Joe Biden. And I know one thing for sure, Jack, 4 more years of Joe Biden means that this country just hits the inflection point where we just can't get this country back. I mean, the guy is completely unfit for office. He's compromised. He is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the most extreme part of the Democratic Party. He's probably the worst president of the United States by a factor of 10. And to say that you'd be willing to have 4 more days, let alone 4 more years of Joe Biden, to me is crazy.
So last time we talked, I said, you know, I think Warren Davidson's going to jump in. He didn't jump in. I said Frank LaRose might jump in, and he's still not in the race. This might come down to you and Matt Dolan. And quickly, we've got about a minute here. But what separates you from Matt Dolan? Because most of our listeners, I would assume, are Republicans. So how would you juxtapose the two of you?
Matt, let me just say, first of all, Matt's a very nice man. He's a good person. He believes very strongly in the things that he believes in, but those things that he believes in aren't what Republicans believe in. He is definitely left of center, somebody who's more into big government, somebody who sees government as a solution to most problems. I'm somebody who's much more conservative. I'm somebody who believes that typically most of our problems are created because government's in the way, and that we need to unleash the power of the individual. I've created businesses, and like we just talked about, Matt's been a career politician. So if you want somebody to go to D.C. to tweak here, tweak there, maybe Matt's your person. If you want somebody who's going to go to D.C. not for a career, but to actually totally change Washington, D.C., that's me.
He is Bernie Moreno. He is a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, and he was gracious enough to join us this morning on The Bruce Woolley Show. We'll be back after the break. Bernie, thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.